Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The center fielder, Ryan Christensen. Batting third. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The DH, Matt Stairs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Grieve. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Blowers. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting ninth. The catcher, AJ Hinch. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jimmy Haynes. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, Brian Giles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Richie Sexson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dwight Gooden. And now, play ball. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Roberts hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Christensen takes first base on ball four. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Giambi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christensen moves to second. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stairs hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Grieve takes first base on ball four. Christensen moves to third. Giambi moves to second. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Spezio hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lofton hits a line drive into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vizquel takes first base on ball four. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to second. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Christensen. Fryman reaches second base with a double. Ramirez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sexson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Blowers strikes out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tejada strikes out. Two outs. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hinch takes first base on ball 4. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinch moves to third. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Roberts. The throw from Borders and he is safe. Roberts steals second. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Christensen hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Whiten moves to third. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Giambi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stairs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stairs hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Giambi moves to third. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Grieve is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grieve hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Grieve reaches second base with a double. Giambi scores. Stairs moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio strikes out. One out. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Blowers hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stairs tags and scores. Grieve tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 1 in the game. Tejada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles strikes out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Grieve. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sexton is 0-for-1 in the game. Sexton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Freeman moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Whiten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. A.J. Hinch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hinch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hinch strikes out. 1 out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christensen takes first base on ball 4. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Giambi is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Giambi hits a fly ball into left field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Stairs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stairs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Borders is 0-for-1 in the game. Borders hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grieve takes first base on ball 4. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-2 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grieve moves to second. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Blowers hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Miguel Tejada batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tejada is 0-for-2 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grieve moves to third. Spezio moves to second. 2 outs. A.J. Hinch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hinch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hinch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grieve scores. Spezio scores. Hinch moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Tom Martin now pitching. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Freiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sexton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sexton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Pat Borders batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Borders is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stairs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Giambi moves to third. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grieve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Grieve hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whiten. Grieve reaches second base with a double. Giambi scores. Stairs moves to third. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spezio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Whiten. Spezio reaches second base with a double. Stairs scores. Grieve scores. It's 7-5, Athletics. Doug Jones now pitching. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blowers is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Blowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tejada is 0 for 3 in the game. Tejada hits a line drive into left field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Spezio scores. Hinch moves to second. It's 8-5, Athletics. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Halsamer now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hinch and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giles is 0 for 3 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Halsamer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Giles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole now pitching. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Christensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks, Christensen hits a line drive off the glove of Sexton, and into shallow right field. Christensen reaches second base with a double. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Christensen moves to third. 1 out. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stairs is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Christensen scores. 2 outs. It's 9-5, Athletics. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sexton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grieve for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. TJ Matthews now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sexton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sexton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Athletics. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops it up and throws to first, with Matthews covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Spezio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Spezio hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Spezio reaches second base with a double. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Blowers is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blowers strikes out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tejada is 0-for-4 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hinch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hinch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Enrique Wilson pinch hits for Pat Borders. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lofton bunts in front of the plate. Hinch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hinch and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Groom now pitching. Cecil Fielder pinch hits for Brian Giles. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Vizquel moves to second. Billy Taylor now pitching. David Justice pinch runs for Cecil Fielder. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Enrique Wilson now playing second base. Sandy Alomar now catching. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roberts is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman juggles the ball. That's an error on Fryman. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Christensen bunts towards the mound. Assenmacher fields it and throws to first for the out. Roberts moves to second. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Roberts. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Roberts steals third. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Giambi hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roberts tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-6, Athletics. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stairs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Stairs reaches second base with a double. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Grieve hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Grieve reaches second base with a double. Stairs scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-6, Athletics. Ricky Henderson pinch runs for Ben Grieve. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spezio is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Spezio takes first base on ball 4. Michael Jackson now pitching. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Blowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bip Roberts now playing right field. Ricky Henderson now playing left field. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman strikes out. 1 out. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sexson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Sexson strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Whiten hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.